Hannah Murray on TRE in the afternoon.
Joining us on the line now is Mark Edward Chard. He's a spiritual writer whose words are born from divine encounters. His debut book, Let God Speak, is the first in his spiritual memoir series and was inspired by the deep personal tragedy of losing his twin brother and divine miracles of connecting with him again. His books are about grief, hope, and the strange, beautiful moments that began unfolding in the months after his passing. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Hi, good afternoon, Hannah.
Hi.
Pleasure to be with you.
Oh, it's great to have you with us. Thank you for joining us. And first of all, I just wanted to say sorry for the passing of your brother. When did that happen?
It happened early in March of 2020. He developed quite a bad form of cellulitis, a really severe skin infection. And quite rapidly, within 4 months, 4 to 5 months, he'd passed away on us. And had passed from a brain infection, but he was a fit, healthy young lad and enjoyed life to the full. And just goes to show you, 1 minute he was sort of alive and kicking, and within 16 weeks, 20 weeks, he'd sadly passed away at the age of 47. So, yeah, we lost him far too early, but there you go.
Absolutely. Incredibly sad. And so tell me about what happened after that. So were you, presumably, you were religious and everything before this moment, were you?
Yes, but not. I didn't actually practice religions to a certain extent. I've always had faith and I always believed. But I wasn't an active participant in church, I have to be honest. But this isn't always just about religion. I mean, what runs through my experience with Darren, central to all of this is Christ. But this is predominantly about spirituality and having belief that death is not the end, because it isn't. Far from it, actually. And that everybody lives on from physical death, and that the spirit never dies. And we've had human witnesses here that have seen Darren very much alive from the spirit world. It is quite an incredible journey.
Yeah, amazing. So what was the first thing that happened that got you thinking along these lines?
Darren made contact, believe it or not, three to four days. Well, the first thing that really sparked all this off of was we had a debate in hospital because Darren was on life support. And it was a question of, look, the doctors kept saying, there's really no hope, there's no future. You could leave him here for the next 4 or 5 years. If he does pull through, because he was in a deep, deep coma, he might awaken to be a vegetable. And I kept saying, well, look, this is no life.
No.
What can be done? And they just said, well, the only option we have is to gradually withdraw the medication. He won't feel any pain because he was in a coma, and just let sort of nature take its course and he would slip away. And we did, and within 3 to 4 days Darren had made contact with me through communication from spirit. He manifested in front of me one evening, and ever since then, every day for the last 5 years, I'm in continual contact with my brother. It's incredible. And we talk by light, by energy. For me, it's like learning a completely new language, like learning sign language. I communicate with Darren and he responds. It's quite an incredible story. And it's surprising how many people have gone through similar experiences to me, but just haven't had the courage to come forward and write about it. And it's through Darren who's inspired me to write. And in the very early days when Darren started making contact, I used a medium to try and understand the situation. And Darren used to say, his words were me to go away and to write about Genesis and in the beginning. And my writing has taught me that, yes, Genesis is a book of about creation and how God created Earth and the planet, but it's very much a story of love. And that's been, love is behind my relationship with Darren, but spiritual love as opposed to physical love, which are two different things.
Yeah. And just explain, I'm sure it might be difficult to explain, but for people who haven't had this kind of experience and don't really understand how it would work, just explain what you mean by Darren making contact and how you're able to communicate with him.
Darren manifests by way of light to start with. He uses energy. He will travel in something called an orb, which is like a vessel that spirits use to travel from the spirit realm cross through the veil into the earthly realm. So I will see a sphere of light. And these are quite common, actually, and they're well documented. Some people have this perception that orbs, and some are, they're like dust particles that are captured in sunlight. But every orb I see is seen through naked eye, not through a camera lens. And they're physical energy, and I've seen my brother's face within the sphere of energy, and it's his energy that's traveling to Earth. And this, the sphere of energy, the orb, will change color, and every color, it's like the chakra colors, represents some kind of message that he's wanting to communicate to me. And over time, he's developed in the spirit world, and he'll communicate by responses in light, by making noises within the home. He'll move objects, and through mediumship, he'll tell me and prophesize about things that are happening in my life months in advance. Even this very own interview, Darren had prophesied many, many months ago. And I have a book signing event coming up in Estepona in a few months' time, and Darren did the same thing there. And he said, I'll be at a certain place in the autumn. And here I am, just only the last few weeks, I've sort of signed the deal to go and do a book signing down there. So it's, it's incredible.
Wow, amazing. Really. And incredible. So do you, when you say he's kind of made these predictions and things, do you sort of hear his voice, or how does it come across?
Yes, I have heard his voice as well. I've heard his voice, all telepathically. I've seen numerous images of Christ, of family members, of pets. And it all comes through having that spiritual love connection. And myself and Darren are twin souls, which is quite a rare and spiritual relationship to have, which is different to being twin flames or born as twins. We're twin souls. So it's like having one soul split in two for the time being we're here on Earth, and both souls end up reuniting when we reunite in heaven.
Gosh, how did you know you were twin souls? How did that come about?
Only through mediumship at the end. It's taken years, but we're actually twin souls. And even Darren has spoken of that himself. So that's come through mediumship.
Mm. And presumably before Darren's passing, you hadn't been with a medium before. You hadn't experienced anything like this before.
Never, never. And I would also make it quite clear that I've never, ever encouraged any contact from the spirit world. I mean, when Darren passed over, I was devastated, obviously. And I thought my world had come to an end, because we'd always been specially close. We'd always been the best of friends. We parted company sort of during our teenage years, as I suppose most young people do. Mm. But we'd always been especially close. And when he passed away, in many ways, it was the hardest decision to let him go, because he was my best friend in the world. But also it's the easiest decision, because when I looked at him in hospital, it wasn't my brother lying there anymore.
Yeah.
So it was the right decision, and he's repaid me in kindness, because what I've learned is that it's wrong to keep a spirit trapped within a diseased human body. I mean, if you get to the end of the road and a doctor says, look, there is just no hope, and there's no way back for that person. Personally, from my own personal experience, it's right to say, okay, fair enough. You know, let them pass away.
Yeah.
And the spirit is free to leave the body. And I'd immediately learned that, because Darren was in hospital in a coma for several weeks. And there was no contact from the spirit world. But within 24 hours of Darren slipping away, once life support had been removed and his medication had worn off, he'd made contact. And he was saying to me, I'm free spirit, and he's returned.
Wow.
Which is really something that I wanted to get across, that when people face situations like that, it's important to step back. And it is hard, because you go through all the emotion and the grief and sometimes anger. But my message would be, think about sort of the spirit that's inside the body of the person that you love. And sometimes it's right to let them go through all the grief.
Can I ask you, have you had any contact from anyone else who has passed over, any other family members or friends or anything like that, or solely Darren?
No, it's led me to all sorts of different avenues, to be honest.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, it's I'm even preaching to I set up a ministry in Nigeria, And there's been a priest that's contacted me there, and he had a similar experience. He's seen the loved one from spirit. And he's a minister in his own right, but never had the confidence to come out and tell the world, because it's something that's very much frowned upon. Unfortunately, the church don't teach it in the Western world so much, but it is spoken about much more in Africa and other continents.
Yes, it's not normally connected to religion, is it? It's normally a separate, different thing. If you're religious, even if you may believe in reincarnation, you wouldn't necessarily believe in mediumship, and vice versa. Very often, the two are very much separate.
Yeah, well, but it's important to understand that Christ is involved all the way throughout, from Genesis up until the end of the Bible, the Book of Revelation. It's always about Christ. And I even see, when Darren comes to me, I've seen images of Darren and Christ aligned together. I've seen images of Jesus Christ and Darren next to each other. And they're ablaze in purple light. And that purple light from the spirit world is Christ's blessing on the relationship. So Darren's very much encouraged to make contact. And when you go in depth and study the Bible and history, it's happened on numerous occasions, and in fact, it is supported in the Bible, that it is acceptable in the right way to have contact with the spirit world, but in the right way.
Mm. And can I ask, was Darren religious?
No, in a nutshell. Well, yes, he was, but like me, he wasn't particularly a churchgoer. He would go at certain times of the year, maybe Easter and Christmas, but no, he wasn't overtly religious in any way, shape or form.
Mm.
No, a lot of this, I think, is born from the twin soul relationship and the spiritual love that we have for each other. And also the fact, I mean, everybody tells us that I have spiritual gifts that were unearthed in me until Darren passed away. And they say because of the twin soul relationship, Darren also had those gifts, and now they've all come to the forefront. And through Darren's passing, and from what he's shown me and from the visitations and the journeys that I've been sent on, I'm now out there sort of preaching to the big wide world. And the response has been incredible. I have people write to me. There's testimonials on my website, where sort of my input and my personal experiences have changed people's lives. So it's very rewarding.
That's the point I bet. And yeah, are you helping other people connect with loved ones then? Can you help other people to do it themselves, or are you the vessel,
to an extent,
like?
To an extent, yes, I can. It's about learning to my advice to always to people is to sort of let go. Don't harbor anger. If you feel anger that somebody's slipped away for whatever reason, maybe because they were into drink or drugs or whatever their addiction is, or suicide, don't harbor anger. Sort of let all the emotion go. Open your mind, relax. Pray constantly is another big thing. Always pray, because prayers are heard. It maybe take years before you get a response, but pray. It's really important. Really important.
Wow, fascinating. And tell me what people can expect from the book. The first one's Let God Speak, but there's five you've written now.
It is. It takes us through the journey of Genesis, really. And it goes on to say that Genesis is all about love, but it's not the sort of kind, gentle, physical love. It's the kind that builds worlds, as in Christ, as in God created earth, and that God walks beside us and stays even when we fall apart. And it tells the story of the fact that when God created the world, it wasn't from chaos, but it came from light, the same as Darren has came to me from light. And that the light comes with care, purpose, and a deep longing for connection. And that goes the same with the relationship with God wanting to connect to his mankind on earth, and with Darren wanting to connect with me. And the other lesson, I think that the big lesson I've learned from all of this is that at creation time, it wasn't about God wanting to control everything and control planet earth. It was all about compassion. That's another thing that I learned very, very quickly. And I think there's a longing to be known by all of us, to belong, to understand that there's something there after the afterlife, and to walk with something greater.
Mm.
And it's interesting because when you follow the story of Genesis through, it ends in a tomb, and it ends with Joseph, who was buried in a coffin in Egypt, and he was quite a revered figure. And his bones were placed not in his homeland, but in a foreign land. And he rose to power through suffering. The coffin was left on the ground. It was never buried. But he was returned home, just like Darren's come home. And that's one of the oldest surviving stories of hope that there is from people in exile. And it's a story of hope that I wanted to give to the people that, you know, loved ones that pass into heaven. They're not lost. They haven't gone. They haven't left you. They do love you. They hear you. They see you. And they're always there for you. Mm-hmm. So.
And can I ask you, I know your journey and your connection has very much been through through God and Jesus Christ, and that's your belief and that's how it's happened for you, which is great. But do you believe or accept that that people can connect to spirit without God and Jesus, and then that it can happen in a spiritual way that isn't connected to religion at all?
I wouldn't. It hasn't happened to me that way.
I understand that. No, but there are obviously lots of mediums out there, and lots of people who have connected to loved ones in spirit, and it hasn't been a religious experience at all.
I wouldn't say it's not possible. To be honest, I wouldn't like to comment because it's not something I have experience of.
Okay, fair enough.
But I would certainly say I would never say no, that's not possible, because my reaction would be yes, it probably is possible to do it, to connect that way.
Mm.
But it's not something that I could really comment on because it's not something I've had personal experience of.
No, fair enough. Well, it's a fascinating subject, and it's wonderful, obviously, how it's happened for you, and must be incredibly comforting being able to communicate with your brother so regularly. It's obviously a really positive thing in your life, which is wonderful.
Indeed, yes. Yeah, and I hope it gives everybody hope and inspiration. Like I've said, that nobody dies. Nobody dies. We're all made of energy. And when we pass from this world, the energy rises and goes back to source, and we all live on.
Yeah.
Which is important.
Great. Well, if people want to get a copy of your book, it's called Let God Speak. And that's the first in the Let God Speak series. It's available on our website, tre.radio, and it's by Mark Edward Chard, who we've been chatting with today. Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, that's a pleasure. Thank you.